Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily before engaging in any other thing. Welcome to Friday, day 26 in June. Another weekend has rolled in. Please open your hand and heart for the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen, I receive it. This will not just be another weekend for you. God shall make it special for you and your family. I see a rainbow sky over you. Yes, over you. This is spiritually symbolic and significant. It means the end of a storm. A rainbow normally appears after a stormy rainfall. Your rain of abundance is about to fall. Brighter days are ahead of you. Rainbow also signifies a fresh start. It stands for restoration, the dawn of a new era after a difficult period. Someone is out there listening to me. You have just passed through, or you are still passing through, a difficult period. Your rainbow has appeared. You are coming out. I say you are coming out. TPGM members and all my listeners, I prophesy, God's promises concerning you is about to be fulfilled. Nothing will abort it. Your seasons of struggles and endless waitings are giving way to a season of joy and testimony. A new chapter of blessing is being opened for you right now. God's presence is surrounding your situation. Say amen, I receive it. I see a rainbow in your sky. I see a rainbow in your sky. Every storm is passing away. Your most difficult moments are over. The covenant-keeping God is remembering you. Someone's eyes is wet with tears. God is mopping up that tears and giving you laughter instead. You shall break forth to the right and break forth to the left. Can you do this? Please do this if you can. Stand up and turn around gently. Three times, declare each of the turn as you do. My turnaround season has come. Say it again. Declare it three times. My turnaround season has come. So shall it be. Please look forward to a major positive change in your health, finances, relationship, career, ministry, in business, and your life's assignment. It shall be so. If you have a second person around you, maybe your spouse, any of your children, your co-staff, your co-tenant, your church members, if there is another person, as you are listening to me now, near you, call that person, hold hands, and pray for one another. Yes, prophesy to his or her life. He will also pray to your life. Pray for one another. If you are alone, lay your hand on your heart and pray for yourself. Yes, pray for yourself. Prophesy on your own life for everything we say. Wife, take your husband's photograph or your wedding photograph or your wedding ring. Pray for him. Husband, do the same for your wife. Parents, take your children's photographs if you still have any of them at home or any of their items at home, or just be mentioning their name, and pray fervently for your children's today as God inspires your heart. Testimonies will follow this prayer. June 26th celebrant, your bad day is prayed for. Be blessed. Oh yes, be lifted. You will live a fulfilled life to a good old age, and you will be a monument to your generation. Happy bad day. Right? Let's listen to testimonies. Be connecting to these testimonies by faith and also by seed if you can. Remember, I added, if you can. Nothing is forced on anyone on this platform. First testimony. I want to testify to God's goodness for journey mercy to and fro from Scotland to Manchester for the conference. It was indeed a new dawn. They say, don't meet your heroes. But I was super glad to meet our daddy, ever so humble and more full of the word and radiance of God than I thought. We love you, daddy. May God continue to keep you for us in Jesus' name. Happy Father's Day. to the best daddy. We love you. Wow. People travel from Scotland, from different places to attend the Manchester's conference. We will soon come to your city and your country. Get ready. Another person. Good morning, lovely dad. I have come to return all glory to God and mercies upon my life and the family. First, since I joined this global family, I have ceased to be financially stranded. The Lord has kept providing for my need and my daughter in school. Secondly, divine healing to my mom and daughter. My fears did not happen. I have remitted my tithe to the Zenith account of the commission. Oh, that looked like a second reading. Good morning, my daddy and my TPH family. Daddy helped me to thank God. He used my children to provide solar energy that can power almost everything in the house. Praise the Lord. And daddy, please pray for my children that the Lord will keep blessing them. Thanksgiving offering is sent. Yes, God will keep blessing your children. They will do great things for you. You will live long for them. Hallelujah. God has done it. I send memos backdoor with seed. I call for prayers on this platform for immigration papers of my son and daughter-in-law. Wow. 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 The Lord did it. The anointing on this commission shall never grow dry. Thanksgiving offering will be sent soon. I like that testimony. God will give my listeners a wow, wow, wow testimony in Jesus' name. Another person. As of this morning, June 15, 2026, I had just 500 naira in my account. I opened my bank app. I raised up my phone and prayed that God should reimburse my account. Suddenly, hours later, I received an alert on my WhatsApp from my brother, whom I did not ask for money. Tithe has been sent. Wow. Also, my sister was ill and she had exam next day. I prayed for her, and to the glory of God, she could write the exam and scored 88 over 100, 92 over 100 overall. Wow. Please pray for your people. They will be healed. Another testimony. I want to return all glory, honor, and adoration to Him alone, who is worthy of my praise for the success of the introduction and wedding ceremony of my daughter. To the glory of God, everything went well. And the delivery of her new bouncing baby boy, she got to the labor room 3 a.m. and gave birth 3:10 a.m. Brethren, praise the Lord with me. Only 10 minutes of labor. This is God. All pregnant women, lay hand on your tummy. You will deliver with ease when you carry this pregnancy to term. Let's take more testimony. Greetings to my big daddy. Honestly, I must say I am glad to be a Turning Point member since 2018. I am grateful to God. My testimony. Daddy told us to pull our right ear to receive good news. I never knew I would be among those that will receive the good news. First thing on Saturday midnight, I received a double congratulations message to do one technical IT course online. Secondly, the internship I applied for was approved. I saw both messages same day. I am glad because God is on this altar. God bless you, Daddy. Please pray for me to succeed and be blessed with the IT support skill. Wow. Yes, it shall be so. Testimonies are just pouring in. Good morning, Daddy. One, God provided huge sum of money from a job I carried out in my place of work, the largest amount I have gotten at once in my entire life. Two, my daughter graduated, now in camp in Lagos. Three, peace of God in my marriage and family. Four, my husband's appointment at the place of work. Five, protection over my family. Six, healing of my son from seizures. Seven, favors of God in my place of work. Eight, journey mercy to and fro every day. Wow. Another person. He said, my sick daughter, who has been sick for almost 2 years, got healed and has since returned back to school. Healing of serious ankle pain through the blessed soap. Protection and provision for my family. And a settling of serious rift that could have sent me out of my marriage, granting my daughter a good job. Daddy, please pray that affliction will not return the second time. So be it. Affliction will not return the second time. You shall be the next testifier. Please send in your own testimony also. Now, remember to join us daily on our YouTube, Facebook, on the Daily Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m., Nigeria time, Mondays to Saturday. Don't miss it. Tomorrow is our communion service online. Get your communion element ready this evening. Take it after my praying over it for you tomorrow morning. Remember, next Thursday, June 30, is our monthly 30 minutes crossover vigil from 10 or 15 minutes to 12 to 20 or 25 minutes after 12. Set your alarm clock on Thursday night to 11:30 p.m. to wake you up if you go to bed early or get someone to wake you up. Don't miss the monthly 30 minutes vigil crossing over from June to July. Pay your tithe and sow your seed this weekend. Battle and Thanksgiving and partnership commitment seed. Our seed for the month is still the seed of 6666. Have you sown yours? Do so. Next month, we shall move to seed of 777. We tried it. It's working. And whatever is working, you do it more. Thursday, July 2. Few days away is my birthday. Note it and pray for me specially on that day. I know you do pray for me. But as I pray for you daily, pray for me also. And if you want to sow a seed, connection to the grace that my life carries. This year, it is connection to grace 71. I turn 71, or I turn 71 July 2, which is purely voluntary. Remember, everything we announce here is purely voluntary. We teach it, we encourage it, but we leave everyone to do as God lays in your heart. So if you believe in it, and you want to do it, I pray for you. Please send a chat message to +234 809 789 4000 to give you the particular account. Connection Grace 71 will be sent to. I bless every one of you. Go and do great. Go and do wonders. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.